Whether it's an octopus or the pyramids of Giza, 12 teams of builders are using canned goods to bring hunger awareness to the community through the art of can sculpting. Holly Hutchings has the story.
At a common area turned construction site in the Meadowood Mall, teams unload pallets loaded high with canned goods that will serve as their building materials. One team lays out a widespread octopus that reaches across the allotted 10-foot by 10-foot floor plan. Another erects a schoolhouse that will be complete with chairs and desks inside, all made of full cans of food.
Let's take three off of that end. Yeah. Let's count one more time. Measure twice, cut once.
Canstruction is a program from the American Institute of Architects of Northern Nevada. Over 27,000 combined cans make up these sculptures and will ultimately end up at the food bank. Eighth grader Jacob Lawley lays cans of green beans on top of one another, row after row. It's his third year at Canstruction with DePoli Middle School. His team has previously won prizes like Best Meal with their assortment of proteins and veggies, but that's a secondary benefit for Jacob.
I know that the food bank contributes a lot, and so this event really helps them to get, since after the Christmas season, the canned donations kind of go down, so this really helps to bring in a lot of cans after that kind of drought season, maybe you would call it. And it also helps the people on the team because it gives them better leadership qualities as well.
The groups range from students to professional architects. They've all conjured up designs, made blueprints, purchased non-perishable food, and are now sculpting their visions to life. This year's can count is the highest yield since Reno began participating 16 years ago. Fred Graham is the event's co-chair and has been here since the start. He says this brings hunger awareness to the forefront in a creative way.
It's just kind of heartwarming. It's very, very nice to see everyone come out and support it. You never know who in your neighborhood might be the recipient.
The structures will be up for viewing in Meadowood Mall through Sunday, March 10th. The food will then immediately make its way to the food bank. Holly Hutchings, KUNR News.
As a note of disclosure, KUNR sometimes helps at the food bank of Northern Nevada.